It's the off season for Major League Baseball, but there may be no season to look forward to in 22. The owners have imposed a lockout as negotiations between the players' union and the guys upstairs hit the skids. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm your host, Greg Stewart. You can check us out online at WWIB.com for all the info you need to help support this show. It is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to WWIB Incorporated. That's Western Wisconsin's inspirational broadcaster, Incorporated. Arizona Diamondbacks first baseman Paven Smith makes his winter home back in Florida, where he grew up, and he joins me to fill in the blanks on this labor impasse. So it's all quiet on the baseball front right now. Paven, talk to me about the lockout, will you?
I think the players and the owners are on completely different terms. I wasn't actually in any of the meetings, so I couldn't tell you any actual details, but I know that they're, you know, obviously not on the same page as of right now, and I think they're going to use the time that of these next couple months to kind of see who gives in first.
Yeah, who blinks first. What are the major sticking points from the player's perspective here?
I think the way that they want the teams to, you know, have a reason to win, you know, because I think no matter if you lose or you win, you're getting the same, it's shared revenue. So, like, they want incentive to win, so they have to pay more players and kind of get paid per win type situation.
Yeah. So how much does this lockout, Paven, affect your off-season plans?
A little bit, yeah, because I was working out at the spring training facility, so they kind of kicked me out of there. I'm not allowed to have any contact with any of the coaches, because I'm pretty sure the owners told the coaches that they would be fired if they talked to us. So no contact with anyone, so I got to find my own place to work out and hit by myself.
Yep. We are still in December, a few months away from the 22 baseball season, but do you anticipate this is going to be a long period here, this lockout?
Yeah, I'm not completely sure. I mean, hopefully not. I don't think, in my opinion, that it will go into the season. So I think we'll come to an agreement.
All right. Well, let's talk baseball here. Not a happy season for the D-backs last year. The club lost 110 games. 110. I think that was one off from the all-time losing skid record for the D-backs. What about this dismal season? Talk to me about what that was like for you and your teammates to go through.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough year. I think, you know, we started off hot in April, and we were like 15-13, thought everything was great, and then, you know, a couple guys got hurt, and then we kind of, momentum really rode us into the ground, and it felt like even the games that we would go up 5-0, we would end up losing, and it was just like everything that could go wrong did go wrong, but I think we came out of it stronger, and we'll be better next year. We had a lot of young guys that were able to contribute towards the end of the year, and I think got a lot of experience that will help us moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So what was that like to go, that kind of season like to go through in the clubhouse there?
Yeah, you definitely felt the pressure, the outside pressure, and the pressure mainly for us, the coaches. You know, we don't want them to, you know, lose their jobs because of how we're playing. And so it just kind of built on us and, you know, trying to win so hard that ended up not working in our favor. But, you know, I still got close to a lot of the guys. We had good camaraderie in there. We all liked each other, but, you know, just didn't translate onto the field.
Yeah. So you were playing pretty much for pride after the All-Star break. Come August and September, were you feeling like, I just can't wait till this thing is over?
For me, it was, I definitely enjoyed the whole season, but it was, I knew I couldn't make the necessary changes I wanted to make during the season, day in and day out. You know, it's hard to make, like, certain changes while you're when you have to go play that day, and you're thinking about it. So for me, it wasn't like, oh, I can't wait to stop the season, but it was, I'm looking forward to getting better in the offseason.
Yeah. All right, Paven Smith of the AZ Diamondbacks on the phone with me and carved out some time. Just getting back from PAO Conference, Pro Athletes Outreach Conference, about a week. I think this was in Florida, your home state there. Tell me what God did that through that conference as you met with your fellow brothers of faith there playing ball.
Yeah, you know, I got to go with my wife. There was a lot of couples there. So having that sort of community that, you know, you can lean on during the season and in the off season, super cool. A lot of different baseball players, a lot of guys that you even look up to, you know, growing up that are there and, you know, live their life in the Lord, and it's kind of cool to see.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about your faith coming up on S&C here. Former University of Virginia baseball star Paven Smith helped lead that program to a College World Series, and that's part of our discussion ahead here, too. Paven, thanks for taking the time. We're running out of clock here for today, but let's plan on reconnecting, okay?
All right, perfect.